Out of all the things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Out of all the things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. You are holy. Yes, you are God.
I really love you.
From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, in the spirit, love to worship you,
love to worship you,
oh Lord. Oh, you are. Don't you know we serve a holy God? I really love
you.
My God, oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper.
Worshiper.
I love this. Listen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the worshiper is in me. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the worshiper is in me.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
and the worshiper.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
and the worshiper. Love the worship. Lift those hands right now. This is a good place. Come on, celebrate it. If you really love the worship, come on, begin to bless him. Come on, come on. Give him the fruit of your lips right now. Come on. Everybody in this place, come on, stretch your hands before your God. Just celebrate him. Come on, come on. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you care. Tell him how great he is in your life. Come on, just love on the Lord. I'm talking about your Savior. I'm talking about your Savior.
Hallelujah. 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 Hey, we give God praise and honor and glory for all the things that he has done. If you are a worshiper, you should be lifting up your hands right now and just giving God some praise because of all the things that he has done for you. Do you know that God sits on the heart of a worshiper? He wants to hear the worship from his children. And if I were you, I wouldn't hesitate. I wouldn't take a break. I would give him some praise and some worship right where you are right now. Glory be to God. Hey, thank you for coming. This is your friend, your brother, your cousin, your nephew. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods. You have just entered into the Prophet's Closet, where we talk about a lot of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And so we've been on something for the last couple of weeks about my mind is playing tricks on me. But before I actually get into this, I want to thank everybody who is on here tonight listening, anticipating a word from the Lord. And so we are going to talk about the mind playing tricks on me. But before we do this, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you've done thus far. And we ask right now, God, that the meditations of our heart be acceptable unto you. And we praise you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do for your people, even right now. I ask, God, for a special blessing over Pastor E., who is the orchestrator of the Now Network. I pray that you enlarge his territory right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the listeners, God, listen with the attentive ear, Father, that you're getting ready to do great and mighty things in their lives, God. And Father, I speak the book of Habakkuk 2:2-3 over your people, that they will write the vision and make it plain. And though it tarries, that they will wait, Father, patiently. And in the Hebrew, the meaning of waiting, Father, is worship. So they will worship you, Father, while they're waiting on the blessings of you. So, Father, I decrease as you increase in me. And allow me, Father, your oracle to speak to your people the way that you want to speak to them. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And it is so. And so it is. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. I'm excited on tonight that you are here. What we've been talking and discussing about the mind. That nothing happens without a thought. Nothing happens. Wars are going all around the world because of a thought. They thought about it. They thought about bringing harm to another country, or because they were offended because of what another country has done. A thought. Marriages go into divorce because of thoughts. You know, friendships are broken because of thoughts. Things happen. Anytime that you start thinking contrary to the word of God, the enemy is sitting there waiting. He's waiting on the thought patterns of humanity, and he's coming to shake things up. The Bible calls him a roaring lion. Amen. That he comes to yet to steal, kill, and destroy anything that pertains to the things of God. This is what his method is. This is how his thought process has been for centuries. This is what he wants to do. He wants to destroy every individual who gives God praise. He wants to disrupt the thought pattern of each and every person who gives God praise. But I come to tell you tonight, I come to decree and declare a thing, that if you keep your mind set on God and you keep your thoughts under subjection, ooh, good God Almighty, God would do exploits in your life. He would do exploits in your life. So I want to talk to you all tonight, and I'm going to be jumping from here to here because I want you to really get the picture that I'm trying to paint. Over in the book of Luke, I've been thinking about this, and I've been pondering on the thoughts. What was on the mindset of Judas Iscariot when he betrayed Jesus? Where was his mind at? Why was his thought so far out there to betray a Savior, to someone who was so innocent, who did no wrong but brought the mindsets to a higher level that everybody should give God praise? He sat amongst the 12 disciples. He seen the miracle and working power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but there was something in the thought pattern that begins to shift. And when your thoughts begin to shift, it changes things that was meant to be good. It turns it into evil. And so the Bible says, if you will go with me to the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter of the book of Luke, I want to talk to y'all a little bit about Judas Iscariot, the thought pattern. What changed his mind? He's seen so much. He walked with all the disciples. He's seen arguments. He's seen some frustration. He's seen disagreements. But he also seen how Jesus brought everything back into the play. Amen. There was the playbook of God. He brought everything back. And so the Bible says in the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, I'm reading from the KJV, it says this, then in the third verse, 22 and 3, it says this, then entered Satan into Judas, surname Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Now, how is it that Satan was so easily to walk into the thoughts of someone who was amongst Jesus Christ? Well, it was very easy. He had himself open to it. Anytime that you're trying to do something contrary to the things of God, the Bible always talks about evil is present. Evil is waiting for an entrance. And guess what? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The entrance is the mind. Over there in the book of Philippians, the second chapter, it talks about the mind. Over also in the book of Philemon, the first, because there's only one chapter in there, the 14th verse, the Bible talks about there's no agreement between me and you unless you agreed it in the mind. There has got to be an agreement. So guess what? Satan comes in when there is an open space, which means there's an agreement that you're getting ready to do something kind of things of God. And so he steps in. Ooh, good God Almighty. Just as the Holy Spirit can step in on the way patterns of the thoughts of humanity, so can Satan step into the thoughts that we be thinking that is contrary to the things of God. So here is Judas Iscariot walking with Jesus, one of the 12, seeing the miracle power of God, then all of a sudden, because of a thought, Satan comes in. He comes into the heart and begins to shift and move things out of the proportion where God has already lined it up. And that's why we have got to be very careful, that we have got to cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we have got to read the book of Hebrews. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 14th verse, it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works? Because there has got to be a purging that we have got to go through in order for us to stay in the alignment with God. Oh, shit, my God, glory. And the enemy is trying to disrupt that. So how do we get back on the right path of God? It's when we submit our minds to God. Judas Iscariot, he was so convinced of money. Money is the greed. The Bible talks about that. So he allowed 30 pences of silver to enter into his heart to do something deceptive towards Jesus Christ. So it allows me to know that not only God wants the mind of humanity, Satan wants the mind as well. Because if he can disrupt the wave patterns from thinking on the good things of God and somehow twist it to make God look like he is a bad God or he's an evil God or he's a God that does things on purpose, then it gets people who thought they wanted to serve God to walk away from God. That's his whole method, is to get as many people as he possibly can to walk away from God. Don't allow that. Don't allow what has happened in your past to disrupt your future. Don't allow whatever the enemy has done to disrupt or put a stumbling block in your pathway for success. Don't let it. Don't let the thoughts of what I've done, the shame. And even as I was driving today, I started thinking about the conference line, this line right here. And I started to think about all the people who have had things happen to them. I had to disrupt the plans that God has for you. You know, some of us have been molested. Some of us been abused mentally, physically, sexually. Some of us have been discarded, thrown away. And here comes shame. You know, we've done things that wasn't pleasing to God, and some of us even feel as though that God has walked away from us and we don't receive the blessing. We don't have the blessings of God. But I want to tell you something. God shared something with me a few months ago, and he said, Dwayne, there's no sin that I cannot forgive. This is going to help somebody. If you've been molested and you feel shameful because of the molestation, God says, I can forgive that. If you've been raped, if you've been abused, if you said a cuss word last night, if you are doing things that you shouldn't be doing because of what has ever happened to you, there's nothing that God can't forgive. The only thing that he says I won't forgive is you blaspheming against my Holy Spirit. So what am I saying? God can forgive murderers? Yes, he can. Can God forgive rapists? Yes, he can. As long as they repent for their sins and ask Jesus Christ to enter into their lives. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't pay a penalty, but God can forgive because he's a just God. He said, one thing about me, Dwayne, that folk don't know. They think that I'm just a judgmental God. I'm judging. He said, no, but I am a forgiving God. I'm a forgiving God. So I just wanted to throw that in there for somebody who may be thinking that what I did last night wasn't pleasing to God. But did you repent from it? Did you ask God to forgive you? Because he will forgive you. Amen. He said, I've thrown your sins into the abyss to remember them no more. And so if God don't remember your sin, why do we continue to keep bringing it up? That's a sidebar, just something because people be thinking so in-depth that God is this big boogeyman, and he's not. Those who may be listening to me may be in a place of deciding what do they really want to do when it comes to serving God. I will encourage you that you want to be on the right side, because those who are on the wrong side will see in the end because of their thoughts and because of their decision that they made. They're going to fall greatly. I promise you that. So what was going on with Judas? The Bible says, then Satan entered because of what Judas was thinking about doing towards the Savior. His mind was twisted to the point he allowed the enemy to come in and work through him, have Jesus captured, which happened because of he set Jesus up for a fall. But it was already predestined to happen the way it was supposed to happen. But the mindset of individual who thinks things contrary to the word of God, what causes us to think this way? Well, Satan does. Let's go to the book of Genesis, the third chapter, in the book of Genesis where it describes how subtle this serpent is. And the serpent is who? Satan himself. So let's go to the third chapter of Genesis. The Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. So what he does is he tests what God has already predestined. He tests to see, do you really know what God said about you? Because in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, he says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So Satan is trying to twist the minds of the people to think contrary to how God has thought about you. Ooh, good God Almighty, that's good right there. So what he tries to do is he tries to change the minds of the believers to think contrary to how God already predestined to think about you. He said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, says God. And then he goes on, Jeremiah says, thoughts of good and not of evil to bring you into something that you ain't even worked for. But the Messiah, oh God, glory, the glory of God is going to bring you to something that you ain't even expect. But what the enemy is trying to do is take you from it. So he puts thoughts. Oh, God don't like me, or God doesn't love me enough. I feel unloved. He puts you in scenarios where it challenges your thoughts. Well, if I think about it this way. If I use this method, I can get out of it. No, what you're doing, you're digging yourself a little bit deeper into it. That's what the enemy wants. Well, God, you brought me into this relationship. Did God really bring you into that relationship? Or was it you who decided that this is what I'm going to do? Because he gives you free will. He gives you free will. So some of us have made decisions based on free will and not on God. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. And we're always saying that it's God's fault. God did this. No. God doesn't make decisions for us. We make our own decisions. But God sends a way of escape before you make the decision. But it's what happens is that we move the thing out of the way because we want what we want. The Bible says sin is pleasurable. The flesh, it desires to do what it wants to do. It wants to have its way. And some of us are not strong enough to allow the Holy Spirit to walk in us to keep us. So we give heed to the flesh. And so the flesh begins to make decisions based on what the flesh wants. Not what God wants, but what the flesh wants. And the enemy sits back and he goes before God. I told you I'd make them do this, God. But then God, in all of his mercy and all of his glory, says, my son died for that. So you can't hold that up. You can't hold the penalty against them because the blood covers it. Oh, good God Almighty. But yet and still, we continue to keep doing what the flesh wants us to do. And God has to remind Satan that my son died for this. But how many times must we continue in the sin? Times must we continue to give our thoughts over to the enemy? Why can't we think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, his sacrifice for us? The reason why he went to the cross, the reason why he allowed them to abuse him, the reason why he allowed them to nail him to a wooden cross. Glory be to God. And the reason why he allowed him, them to put him up. Jesus could have came down off that cross, but he did it all for each and every one of us. His mind was totally surrendered to the Father. He said, I don't do nothing but what the Father has told me to do. That's complete submission. That's complete control of the mind. I've given my mind over to God that I ain't doing anything without him. I'm giving him total control. And here is Eve, who gave total control over to a serpent. Her mind went another way. I mean, can you imagine sitting in the garden, everything just blooming, and then all of a sudden a serpent starts talking? It changed her mind. It put something. First of all, I'd be thinking, now how in the world a serpent can speak? That right there grabbed her mind right there. And then she communicating back and forth with him. Now, guess what? I'm no longer thinking about anything. I'm really amazed that this serpent is speaking to me. My mind is all over the place. How can something that is speaking to me begins to challenge what God has placed inside of me? Ooh, good God. Ain't that something? The enemy challenges what God had already placed inside of you. And then he has you to think about what God said about you. He has you to think about all the blessings that God said he's going to bless you with. He distorts your thinking. And now all of a sudden, your thoughts, now guess what they do? They come against the very thoughts that God had already placed inside of you. Hallelujah. But we don't look at it that way. We just think that, hey man, I wake up every morning and I'm good. No, the enemy is always up. We're the one who sleep in slumber. When God is telling us to pray, we don't pray. When God tells us to go on a fast, we don't go on a fast because we don't think that it's necessary. But I'm telling you, there's getting ready to become a time. Ooh, glory be to God. I'm telling you, something is getting ready to hit us that we ain't never seen before. We thought COVID was something. But this next thing that's coming, you better be ready. The Bible says you better hide the word in your heart that you might not sin against it. And guess what? The enemy knows the patterns that we have. Time right now, thank you, Father, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time for us to change the pattern. It's time to change the pattern. Anytime when someone has written blueprints and they want to change something that was on the blueprint, they have got to draw things all over again. They want to put a door here. They got to change the measurements. And guess what? It goes to the foreman. The foreman begins to give it to the workers, and things begin to happen. You have got to now change your blueprint. You got to change the way you've been doing things because he has studied you. Well, they say Satan is not omnipresent. No, he's not, but he has imps. He has principalities that has been assigned to you. So they watch your movements. They watch how long you sleep. They watch the roads you go down on a day-to-day basis. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes some of you got to change the way you go to work. The enemy is getting ready to start setting us up. And you got to be prepared. So it's time for you to change the pattern. The things that you used to do, you got to change them now. Because he's followed your plans. He's seen the things that you've been doing for the last 5, 10 years. You need to break the cycle of it now. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, man, I feel the Holy Spirit. You got to now do something different now. Amen. I play chess, and a chess player always has to have at least 5 to 7 moves against the person that he's playing chess against. So you got to have different moves now so that the enemy will not be able to detect nor find what you're getting ready to do. Tell everybody your movements. The new year that is coming forward, I believe with all the God in me, is a season of being quiet. It's time for you to watch diligently of what's getting ready to take place. Amen. We are in the year of the mouth, the mouthpiece. You're going to start seeing real prophets. Those who have been in hiding, come forward now. Glory be to God. And some of this stuff that's been happening in the earth realm because of the prophets that are here now that are not, they're here for money purposes only, to bamboozle God's people. But the word of God is getting ready to come forward like never before, and it's getting ready to floor many of us. But then you're going to have those who have itchy ears because they want to start hearing things that is contrary to the things of God, all because of where their heart is at. But you got to stand still to see the salvation of God. You have got to stand still to know that the word of God that he placed inside of you, amen, it will not dissipate out of your mindset. Glory be to God. Amen. If y'all will go with me to the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to end this here in a little bit. Go to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. We're talking about the mind. My mind is playing tricks on me. The book of Isaiah, for those who may have it, go to Isaiah 26, 26th chapter of Isaiah. The 26th chapter of Isaiah, and go to verse 3. Go to verse 3. Well, let's go to verse 2 first. Verse 2. It says, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Verse 3, it says this. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Because he trusts in thee. God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on the things of God. Deviate from it, but keep your mind in all diligence. Keep your heart in all diligence. Amen. Keep everything that God has placed inside of you to the forefront, and don't allow anything to penetrate what God has already said concerning you. Amen. So the Bible says in verse number 3, let's read it again, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Not your peace, not your human peace, but God says, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace, but you got to keep your mind on me. Amen. It goes all back to, you know, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things should be added upon you. When you keep your mind on the peace of God, guess what? The promises of God are at the door front of you. You can't move them if you tried. God has got some great and mighty things for each and every one of us, but you got to keep your mind on the things of God. My prayer was, God, I don't want to look in your hands. I want to be kneeling at your feet. That was my prayer. For a long, long time, that's what I prayed. Father, keep me at your feet. I don't want to look into your hands. I already know that you will bless me. but keep me in a worshiping aspect of you. Keep me right there, God. And I found myself, the more I begin to worship God, the more I begin to thank, the more I begin to celebrate God, the things that he began to do, guess what? I can ask for it, and it'll happen just as I'm talking to you right now. And I got a few people that are on the line listening to me that knows that when God speaks through me, things happen immediately. Amen. Because I'm in expectation of the word of God. Matter of fact, I'm in ownership of my words. And I believe that whatever words that I spoke into the atmosphere, it's going to come to pass just as I spoke it. Hallelujah. If you go to the book of 1 Kings, I think it's the 17th chapter, Elijah had spoke into the atmosphere against King Ahab that there won't be no rain up or dew upon the earth. And guess what? God honored his word. He honored his word. And God will honor each and every one of our words, but we first have got to keep our mind stayed on the things of God. Stay in the same book. Stay in the same book. Go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. We're in the same book. And go to verse number 17, 18. Yes, 18. Go to verse number 18. The Bible says, remember ye not the former things. Remember not what happened to you. Don't remember those things, because those things are stumbling blocks to where God is trying to take you. Amen. And we're gonna dig a little bit deeper on my last segment. We're going to talk about the storage place where your thoughts of what has happened to you are stored up in your memory. It's just like a computer. Anytime that you download something into a computer, guess what? You can place what you download into a storage area. There are things that has happened to us that are in storage areas in our mind. And guess what the enemy does? He pulls them things out to the forefront as a remembrance of what took place in our lives. And if we think on those things more than we ought to, it takes us further away from things that God has already promised us. Have you ever thought about something, and then all of a sudden that something that happened in your past, it takes you a lot further away? And you say to yourself, man, now how did I get over here? It's because of whatever has been stored up in your mind. Whatever's been stored up in your mind, the enemy does not want you to go further than where you're at. So he'll bring some of that baggage that you didn't clear out. He'll bring that up. He'll bring what your mama said about you. He'll bring what your dad said about you. He'll bring the arguments and the fights that you had with your spouse. He'll bring all of these things up, how you got talked about when you was in high school or grade school. There are memories that are stored up since we've been a little kid. And if we don't ask God to take some of these things away from us, they're going to try to be stumbling blocks that the enemy will use against us. I'm telling you the truth. That's why God delivered me, and he took me all the way back to when I was in fourth grade, and he delivered me. Oh, my God. And there was, and I have my administrator listening to us right now. She'll tell you, I cried and cried and cried because it was some painful things that happened to me. That God says, I got to deliver you from this, because this is the reason why you serve me the way you serve me. You serve me with fear and not reverence. You fear me, Dwayne, and you don't want, you say, God, I love you, which I know you love me, son, but because of the memory, you serve me as if you're scared that I'll leave you. When I told you that I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and when I tell you that God delivered me, he delivered me for real, for real. And the things that, oh, God, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. And I don't know if anybody has ever been really delivered from your past, from the thoughts and the memories of what happened to you. And when God did, when God begins to deliver you, he pulls all of that stuff that has been hidden deep inside of your mind, and he begins to change it to now the things that happened to you has been dissipated, and then God begins to pour all of the righteous things that he has for you so that you will never begin to think about what dad did, what mama did, or what auntie did, how you was molested, somebody raped you, somebody took your innocence, somebody abused you. You don't think about those things no more because God has healed that area in your mind. I say I wasn't going to do that, but the Holy Spirit said, no, go a little bit further, because people have been dealing with things in their mind that has hindered them from some of the great and awesome things that God has for them. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 43 and 18, y'all still with me, right? And we getting ready to open up the lines here in a minute. 43 and 18, it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What did I just say? Don't allow your mind to go backwards. Keep pressing towards the mark that's before you. Keep reaching, even though that it may be hard sometimes. Keep reaching forward, because God got something great and mighty. He got it for you. I'm telling you, you ain't seen nothing yet. The little stuff that God gives you from here and there, you ain't seen the actual things that God has predestined for you. But he's testing to see, hey, can I trust him in this? Can I trust Dwayne in this area in his life? And I'm over here saying, God, you can trust me. I know I failed in some things over here, and I know I've disappointed you in some areas over there. But God, at the end of the day, I love you with an everlasting love. And you can trust me that I ain't going to disappoint you, because I want to tell everybody about this God that I serve. And I will continue to tell everybody until the day I take my last breath. Hallelujah. The day that he said, Dwayne, you have finished your race. Just like Paul said to Timothy, he said, hey, I finished my course. And I know what lies ahead of me, a crown of glory. I'm paraphrasing it. But Paul knew, look, that man was a gruesome servant, you know, that served the devil very well. But when he recognized the awesome power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it changed his whole trajectory of his life. Changed. Paul was a forerunner for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you can't tell me that God can't change the bad stuff that you used to do and turn it around for his good. We're talking about somebody who murdered Christians, who persecuted them, who did things publicly against them. And God changed this man. So if God can change Saul, that was his surname, and then give him a name of Paul, a transformation name that transformed him to Paul, and then have him do the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the work of God. And then this man had started 14 churches, 9 of the churches that he constantly written. And he was in prison, and don't even get me to tell you all the abuse that he went through, because he changed to now walking towards the promises of God that he can bring more souls to Christ. Oh my God. His mind changed. He had a made up mind that even though I'm gonna go through some persecution, I'm still getting ready to do what God told me to do. And I come to tell some of you today, even though you may go through some persecution, even though you may fall in some areas in your life that have strongholds against you, it still does not negate the fact that God has a plan for you. Ah, my God. So remember not the former things. neither consider the things of old. Woo, good God Almighty. Then he goes on in verse number 19. Behold, I will do a new thing in you, Xavier. I will do a new thing in your thought pattern. I will change your trajectory to once you was doubting to now you believing the working power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will get your mind to the point where you will begin to now believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, my God, I feel the power of God. And I got to put this paper down for a minute because there are some of you who is listening to me under the sound of my voice. You've gone through some terrible things in life, but it does not negate the plans that God still got for you. Somebody tried to steal it, which was the enemy, but God says, what I have planted inside of you can't be stolen. Ooh, oh, my God. Either you're going to give it away or either you're going to do exactly what I told you to do. But you got to have a made-up mind. Your mind got to be made up that whatever I've been through in this life, it ain't going to keep me where I was. But I'm moving towards the greater things of God. Oh, my God, who am I talking to on the line tonight? Who's listening to me through the internet? Who is grasping this thing that despite what I've been through in life, the plan does not change? I told my niece daughter today, I said, despite what you're going through, the plan of God does not change for your life. It only changes if you give up, because you're the one who altered it, not God. You're the one who gave up on it, not God. God's plan does not change for his people. We are the ones with our mindsets begin to alter the plans of God. Woo, shay, my God, glory. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but you have got to make the right decisions from this day forward. You cannot lean on your own understanding, but you have got to acknowledge God in everything that you do. You got to wake up acknowledging God. You got to go to sleep acknowledging God. You got to be at work and say, God, I got to make this decision based upon you and not on my flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited here. Amen. So remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. But behold, I will do a new thing, says God. Ooh, good God Almighty. I will do a new thing inside of you, around you, through you. I will use you to bring nations to me. Hallelujah. And you're like, well, God, you're going to send me to the nations? No, the nations are right here. And the nations are the different nationalities that are here on earth, right here. God will send you to white folks. God will send you to Mexican folks. He will send you to the Filipino folks. He will send you to whomever he needs to send you to, as long as your mind is clear that, God, if you can do this through me, you can do this through anybody. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, it talks about the mind. If you give your mind over to the things of the enemy, you know, the Bible talks about is death when we have a carnal mindset. But when we have a liberated mind, where we begin to think on the things of God, he said it's life. And I'm paraphrasing it. But there's life when you begin to turn your thoughts over to God. It's life there. I don't know about some of you. I was in darkness for a long time when I was out there selling drugs, when I was out there gang banging, when I was out there doing all promiscuous things. I was in a dark place, but I thank God that he got a hold of me when I was in my dark place. My God, help me, Jesus. And he began to change the trajectory of my life. I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I didn't know how to talk, you know, this stuff. He raised me up. Hallelujah. And he called me a prophet to the nation. Didn't even know nothing about the fivefold ministry. I didn't know nothing about none of this stuff. But God said, I got a plan for you. I got a plan for you. And the countless of people whom God has spoke through me to changed their lives. Not because of Dwayne, but because of the God that's inside of Dwayne. I just was a yielded vessel so that God can use. My mind was turned away from the things of Dwayne, but to grasp the things of God. And God can use somebody like me. Sometimes I don't even think I don't even give myself credit because I don't think myself to be anybody, if that makes sense. I try to stay as humble as I possibly can be. And my administrator tell you, I'm harder on Dwayne than I am anybody. I don't give myself credit. Glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, we've been talking about the mind. My mind is playing tricks on me. And for those who've been listening to you, it's time to shut it down now. It's time to take the mind and say, no longer will I allow my mind to play tricks on me, but I'm casting down every imagination. I'm no longer walking the way that I used to walk, but I'm allowing my mind now to walk the way Christ would allow me to walk. And if you're one of those people on tonight, I guarantee you, we have a lot of people who are on the line that you may even be thinking, hey, this is the changing point for me. It's time for me to change the way I've been thinking about myself. I want to change the way I even view myself, because the enemy has gotten me to the point where there's some things that I just dislike about myself. But let me tell you, some people, God can take that and he can change that around to where you feel good about yourself. I come against the spirit of humiliation. Some people have been humiliated when they was little kids. I come against the murderous spirit. Glory be to God. If somebody been listening to me, you aborted a baby. Hallelujah. And then there's somebody on here, you didn't abort the baby, but the baby had went through a transition through your uterus, and you feel as though that you was the one who caused it. It wasn't you. Hallelujah. Don't carry that weight any longer. It's time to let things go. It's time to give it all to God. Amen. It's time to ask God, take these thoughts that are in my mind that is trying to bring me under, to now give you praise, God, for everything that you've done. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you've said, Father, pertaining to the mind, God, playing tricks on us, to now we're getting ready to give you praise, honor, and glory because it belongs to you. I can't do this, God, without you. I need more of you. And I need you, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide me in all truths. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you and we give you praise and we give you honor. In your son's blessed name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all, we're going to open up the lines. Pastor E, thank you so much, my brother. Glory be to God. Thank God for you. Thank God for your due diligence and everything that you do. And I thank you for the listeners who've been listening to me. I hope I said something on tonight that will have you to be thinking, to now begin to think on the good things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Pastor E.
Amen. God bless you too, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing a lot better today than I've done last month, and I thank God for the Now Network.
Well, we're constantly praying for you, my brother. You just hit so many nails on the head. It's in this closing out of a season of 2023. It's like we really have to take greater reflections on ourselves and that inventory that only we can take. And I'm just excited tonight to see a word of confirmation and a word of agreement that with God, it's possible. I was speaking this morning, and the only word that could come out of me is that, you know, I'm not really a holiday religion type of person. I'm just a giver. So if it's time to give in this December, I give. If it's time to give in this November, I give. But and we say, and we know the cliche, that Jesus is the reason. Well, if Jesus is the reason, then we should start being the reason to also make sure, you know, I have some people today, Prophet, take the vow that I'll be the reason that the family gets along. I'll be the reason why there's no argument at the dinner. I'll be the reason why we can do our outreach and everybody feel fulfilled. So we have to take more responsibility on ourselves, and I'm constantly working on me. And I thank God for you and continually to encourage us to go harder in the paint. Hey, if somebody else is Amen. Out there that has a request or something God has put on your heart, dial one. The lines are open. We got a few more minutes to communicate. So come on, hit the dial. Come on in. We have several callers on. Dial one and join. No, you're already in the prophet's closet. Come on and talk to the prophet. Hey, man, I thought one person Amen. Was going to dial, not you, Pastor Terry. No, I thought one person was going to dial one because I haven't, he hasn't been here for a minute, and I didn't want to throw him under the bus. But Pastor Terry, as always, welcome. You are in the prophet's closet.
Amen. Good evening, beautiful family. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear the word of God, to hear you guys sharing it. But they say it's faith building. Amen. Prophet Woods, I came on in. You were sharing about Apostle Paul. And when a lot of people, when they read the stories of the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they don't relate to it because
Hold on, Pastor Terry.
Okay.
Hold on. Somebody, Pastor E, you might want to put your phone on mute.
Amen. But you know, I always tell them proper words. Amen. Okay.
There's a reverb. That's all.
Amen. But, you know, I always say pray for them for their unbelief. Because
yes.
you said the word, you said believe. We got to believe the word of God. Every word of the word of God is true. Because that's where we get in a problem. We want to pick and choose what we want to believe. But we got to
yes.
believe it from beginning to end, too. But you said our mind can play tricks on us. And we got to know
yes.
who we're listening to in these times. Because I heard you said there's going to be people coming misconstruing the word of God. But
yes.
when you know the word of God and you can go to his word that's available to each and every one of us, you shouldn't be misled as a child of God. You should
Amen.
Know for yourself if the word is truth and what's coming in and what's going in your ear gate if it's truth. Because, you know, I think God for this platform, and I thank God that he's made his word available to all of us. I thank God that he has you as a speaker, as his vessel to share his word so all of us can make it, you know.
Yes.
He don't want no one left behind. So I always say God bless you and keep teaching the prophet's closet, because some of us have to just confess what's going on within us. And if our mind is playing tricks on us, we have to get it right with God. Amen. So God bless
Amen.
You, my brother, and much love. God. Amen.
Hey, amen.
And
God
too,
bless
Pastor
you too, Pastor
Ed,
Terry.
All the listeners. Amen.
God bless
Glory.
You too, Pastor Terry. You know, love you. Thank you for your kind words, as always. You know, I was talking to my son yesterday, and he was like, he said, Dad, can I ask you a question? And I said, yes. He said, have you ever felt as if you was a failure? Now, here's a 27-year-old asking me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever felt as if I was a failure? And I had to tell him the truth. And I told him, I said, yes. I said, but guess
mm-hmm.
what, son? There's a Savior who would
God
take my mind.
No failures.
from thinking that I'm a failure to now believing that I'm an overcomer. I said, but
come
it comes
now.
Based upon the relationship you got with God. And I said,
yes,
now
indeed.
Believe, son, that there are some times that failure is good for you. I said, because I used to read in the Word, and I still read in the Word, that
back
the Bible
up against
says
the wall.
A just man falls seven times. And I said, I always wondered and pondered, God, why did you call this man just when he failed seven times? Now, the Bible does not describe what he fell in, but he kept getting back up. Oh, good God Almighty. God said he was just because he didn't quit in what he failed in. My God, help me, Jesus.
Yes, God. Didn't quit.
And I said, so, son, I failed so many times, but I didn't allow my failures to overtake me. To make me think that I'm a failure. Now I come to tell somebody on tonight, your marriage may have failed, but you ain't no failure. Woo! My God, help
now.
Me somebody. Your
Hallelujah.
Relationship
Hallelujah.
With your mom or your dad may have failed, but you ain't no failure. Glory be to God. Your friendship, you may have even failed in school,
but you're not
a failure.
Yes.
God don't
yes.
make failures. Glory
That's
be to
right.
God.
That's right.
Circumstances may have failed us. But you ain't no failure. my God, help me up in this place
God.
Today.
Mm.
Glory be to
Brad.
God. You ain't no failure.
You know what?
And you need to
That's
tell yourself, look here, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
In the
I
world.
Can do all
yes,
things
God.
In Christ who strengthens me.
Come on now.
God does not strengthen yes. my God. He
yes,
does
God.
Not make nor predestine any of us to be failures.
Yes, indeed.
He make and predestined all of us to have the promises of him.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Glory be to
Amen.
God.
Amen. We have
Go
to
ahead,
know
Pastor
we
Go
have
ahead.
To know them promises. Amen. Pastor E, glory to God. You know what Prophet Woods, I always tell Pastor E
yes,
and all
ma'am.
The listeners, I always call Wednesdays midweek pressing. Because Apostle Paul would say, we press. You got to press. Even when you feel distressed. Of any stress, anything, distress, upset, you got to press through. You got to press through. You, and that's why you say, well, I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit. You got to cry out to the Holy Spirit, I need you now. You know, it's always saying, Lord, help us with our unbelief. When you said in your word, we got to go to God in his word.
Yes.
You know, you have to spend time with him in his word. God, you told me this. And I believe. So
exactly.
are you going to enter into him with a spirit of expectation? I'm expecting
yes.
this from you, Father. You know, so I praise God. I thank God for you guys for each and every day you come on this Wednesday broadcast. I thank God for him along, Pastor E, to have this platform with the Now Network and other outreaches that you're reaching. He said, the lost and unsaved. Because
yes.
we have a lot of work to do.
We have a
Glory
lot of work
to God,
to do.
But we won't quit. We got generations we got to grab hold to. We got to grab
yes.
hold to them because if we don't grab hold to them and get the mind of Christ within them, something else will be in them. And they wonder
go.
Why we have this joy. We have to let
there
them know
go.
Why we have this joy. Our joy comes
yes.
from the Lord. Our joy comes from belief. Belief in him when your back's up against the wall. You
Come
still
on
got God, and he still got you. You know,
yes,
and we have to let our children know, I'm a child of God. Can't nobody put no jacket on you and tell you you this, you that. No, you're a child of God. Uh-uh. You
yes.
can't tell me what God has told me I am. I am his child. So I pray for you because I know before you had mentioned it with your son about the depression. And we pray against that because that's a mental illness. That's something taking over the mind. Your mind will tell your body. You feel this, you feel that, and it's mind over body. So we pray against that too, you know. So when he's saying his word, to just pray. Pray without saying.
Yes.
Sometimes you go to God and say, God, I don't know where you want these prayers to go, but I'm going to pray some generic prayers that you've given to me, and I'm trusting you to deliver them to where the source is needed at this time. So,
Come on now.
God bless you. Ooh, Jesus, you know.
God bless you too.
I know,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Pastor Terry, it's hot up in here, Pastor Terry. It's hot up in here. It's hot up in here. Y'all better get in the room.
Do.
Y'all better come in the room.
Yes, indeed. Come in the prophet's closet because, you know, like you talked before, when we take care of our members get us in a lot of trouble. But I said, but God, only Jesus. You know, that's
only
why
Jesus.
When we have to shut down and go to him in quiet in that secret place, when we feel us trying to jump in, when he said, let this
indeed.
Mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, he wants us to think like Jesus. Jesus wouldn't put his mouth on people negatively, you know. So we got to trust God.
Amen.
I'm going to trust him in all circumstances. Hey there, Pastor E. You know, Pastor E, it was a time. I struggled at time, but, you know, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
But I'm going to walk by faith now, not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor E. Eklund, I'm a bump out now. God bless you all, family, and much love.
Bless you, too.
God bless you too, Pastor Terry.
Amen.
Area code 608, last four, 1106. You're live. And you're in the proper spot.
Well, hey there. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord. Great word, man of God. Great word, prophet. Great word, man. I'm sitting there eating it up, man, and I say great word to that. I like that, I want to say this. I like the Judas in me that constantly bring me to the, took me to the cross, you know, to kill, to kill this thing inside of me daily. I like that because, you know, Judas, you know, we need a Judas in our life that will bring us constantly the killer's flesh, you know. And I think that Judas in me, they constantly bring me to that crucifixion, you know, because, you know, we need in ourselves, we need daily repentance, daily killing, because this flesh want to live, man. This flesh want to live to where it want to satisfy, but the body, but the spirit want to be satisfied more. So I just thank the Judas in me that brings me closer to that cross, man, because it's a daily struggle, man. But every day is a new day with Christ, man. And so I'm just so grateful that I'm still among the living. I'm so grateful that God is still working in my life because every morning I get up to crucify this flesh because never my will, but his will must be done, you know. And I hear that a lot about the Judas. You know, I say this, and I like how the scripture talks to you. You know, if it wasn't a Judas, who would have took him to the cross? He wasn't going to take himself to the cross, but he needed that Judas. And we need that Judas in our life to remind, to bring us daily to that cross and mortify, to kill this flesh, because this flesh want to be prospered. This flesh want to be worshipped. This flesh want this. And this flesh has to be crucified, because if it don't be crucified, we can't see the will of God. And I just, like I said, I thank you as an on-time word, great word. And, you know, every day, renewing the mind. So, you know, I haven't been on it for a minute because I've been doing a lot of stuff trying to get this order, get this in order, get that in order. And so, but at the same time, I'm waking up every morning telling the Lord, kill this flesh. More of you and less of me. More of your will and less of my will. More of your work and less of my work. So, I really thank you for that word. That was, like I say, on-time word. And you said something that I'm biting hope to, you know, because this is a time, this is a season when you shut your mouth and don't tell out all your deeds. Don't give all your, you know, because we like to tell folks what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. This is the time of the season, just be quiet. Don't tell nobody nothing. You know, even though, I'm doing ministry, you know, I got the church going on, I'm doing the outreach, I'm doing it. But at the same time, you know, keep people's in the mystery. Be quiet, you know.
Yes, sir.
Just be quiet.
Sir.
Keep it in the mystery so they can figure. Don't give it to them, because you give it to them and they make it too easy. So I get you what you're saying, so I'm definitely going to keep it quiet.
Yeah, because you got to remember something. Silence cannot be misconstrued. You can't misconstrue silence. You know, but when you begin to talk, that's when I can challenge. You know, but you said something. I want to bring this up to the people. How is it Judas was walking with Christ, was able to be deceived by Satan because of his closeness with the Savior? Now that gives us a question to think and ponder about. That means that even though that we are so endowed with the Holy Spirit and we say we walking with God, we too, if we don't allow ourselves to be under the tutelage of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we too can be deceived. Now, this man walked with God. He walked with Christ on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, sir.
Which means that don't make a difference how close you get with God. The Satan is waiting for an opening. He's waiting for an opening.
And remember what the scripture said. We was buried with Christ and we've risen with him. So we walk with Christ. The Holy Ghost that dwell in us. So we're not limited. We're not limited to being tempted. But God said he would make a way of escape.
He will make a way of escape. Yes, sir.
And so how you make that way of escape? Let this mind. Let this mind that be in Christ. So we got to serve Christ with the mind of Christ. We got to get out of our mind because the enemy hits us with spiritual mind. He don't hit us with an earthly mind. He hits us with spiritual mind. So we have to let our mind be in Christ. We have to renew our mind daily with him. So we allow ourselves not to be tempted to where the devil want to, sift us or where the devil want to trick us, you know, because God said that we're not ignorant of the devil's advice.
Come on, sir.
Let our mind be renewed daily.
You know what? I got to come in because y'all trying to start a Bible study. And if we went deeper into what we're saying is that Pastor mentioned it. It said somebody had to be a Judas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was no way the cross could have been accomplished without a Judas. I look at it a little different.
Yeah.
I could have been Judas. It could have been Matthew. But we look at Judas with so much discrepancies. But what about who denied him? And what about those that hid from him? And those that took the cup out of his hand? That could have been me. So I'm just grateful that God that the prophecy was answered according to the word, and we can set up a great study on this because I know people are probably very inquisitive right now, saying, "Wow, these men of God are bringing us some stuff in some different ways of looking at it to say, wow, my perspective may have been wrong."
Yes.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes, very much so, sir.
What's up, Pastor D?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, Pastor Eve, man. I'm chilling, man. Just keep trying to do, you know, I'm trying to, you know, the goal is to build, man, to build and tear down, man. So that's what I'm basically doing, build and tear down. They just did something here in Madison, man. They just made this is a safe haven place for the demonic father, the homosexuality and all that kind of stuff. So they just made Wisconsin as a safe haven. So now they on there voting for the marriage to be equal, father, same-sex marriage, then they want to vote for the homosexuals, the transgender, to be in sports and all that kind of stuff. So it just got hit with a left punch, man. So, you know, that's basically all they've been doing, building and tearing down.
Well, we all on the same battlefield. You get the last end of it. We kind of are the orchestrators of it out here in California. So, that's another thing. Prophet said, you think COVID was bad? Wait till some other things that we're going to have to endure as believers and that we're going to have to stand on to show that we really follow Christ. Better get ready, get booted
up. Indeed.
Amen. We are way in our time.
Yeah, that's what's going on, you know.
I heard
a young man that sent me I shared on Facebook that a brother was out. I think he was out of your area. That he was preaching the gospel, and some guy just came up and shot him in his head, you know. The young brother was out there preaching the gospel, and somebody just came up and just shot him in the head. And, you know, these are the days that we've been persecuted. You know, we've been persecuted for our faith. We've been persecuted because of, you know, this ungodly stuff, man. So these are the times we've got to be ready.
That's you know, it's unfortunate that we even have to bring that story up. But the young man who was preaching was shot by a rival gang member from back in the 90s.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was an old beef thing that went down. Man, it's terrible, man. And now two people have lost their lives because they're gonna, you know, he's bound for life. So anyway, man, let's just keep lifting up. God bless you, prophet, for that word tonight, man. Go ahead and pray us out of here tonight.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise for all that you've done, all that you said thus far. And, Lord, we're asking that you begin to use us in such a mighty way, Father, that our mind would be stayed fast upon you. Now, Father, be glorified in all that we do. Be magnified in all that we say, Father, and allow what we're doing here on earth, God, will penetrate the gates of hell, that the enemy will be bound and found, Father, and persecuted for the things that he's done, Father, against the court of God. So, Father, we thank you. As we're getting ready to leave and take our rightful positions, Father, have your way. And as we're getting ready to be dismissed from the prophet's closet, Lord, we ask you to have your way. So, Father, gird us up for such a time that is getting ready to come. Allow us to keep our minds stayed fast on you, Father, and allow us to walk in your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let every heart say amen. You have now been dismissed from the prophet's closet.
Good night, family. We love you.
Good night, everyone.